scores of Israeli settlements dominating the lowlands like crusader fortresses. Many are little cities, and none of them existed 40 years ago. The Israelis always take the high ground, sometimes the hills, sometimes the homes, and sometimes Arabs are occupied inside their own homes. This house, for example, the highest house on the highest hill overlooking the town of Nablus. We learned that Israeli soldiers often corral the four families who live here and take over the house to monitor movement down below.
We're going into an apartment owned by Mr. Nassif here in Nablus. We understand that Israeli soldiers came in this morning and, without any notice, without any invitation, came into the apartment and have been there ever since.
We cannot speak with you. There is a soldiers.
They're soldiers?
Yes.
What are they doing here?
We are prison here.
What's happening?
They are keeping here and the soldiers upstairs. We cannot move. We cannot speak with you.
You can't leave the house?
No.
They told you that?
Yes. I can't breathe.
How long are they going to stay?
I don't know.
Are they paying you any money?
You are kidding.
I'm kidding.
Abdul Nassif, the bank manager, said he had to get to his bank to open the safe, but that soldiers won't let him go. He told us when the soldiers come, they wake everybody up and herd them into a kitchen for hours while soldiers sleep in their bedrooms. They can't leave or use the phone or let us in. He sent us downstairs to see if his brother would open the door so we could ask the soldiers why they keep taking over this house.
You want to come?
Yes. Just open the door and then...
The soldiers close the door from the keys. They take the keys.
So we left, and that night, so did the soldiers. But when we returned 2 days later, the soldiers were back for more surveillance. This time, they kept the women under house arrest, but let the men go to work and the children go to school. When the children returned, we caught a glimpse of two armed soldiers at the top of the stairs. Then more children came home, but the soldiers wouldn't open the door again.
They say if you don't go back behind the wall, the children will not enter the house.
But this is where the children live.
Yeah, but you need to go away from the door so I can let the children come in, okay?
Who are you?
He's a commander here.
He's a commander here?
Yeah.
Can we talk to you?
No.
Well, we're talking to you now. Why don't you tell us what you're doing here? Have you lost your voice?
Well, they've closed the door now. They've closed the window. So I guess if the children are going to get home, we have to leave. So that's what we'll do.
An army spokesman told us the soldiers use the Nassif's house for important surveillance operations. The Nassif's told us the soldiers usually stay for a day or two, always coming and going in the middle of the night. When they do go, the Nassif's never know when they'll be occupied again. It could be tomorrow, next week, or next month. The only certainty, they say, is that the soldiers will be back.